During my vision of the planets in November 1846, I was also shown that I would be much afflicted, and that we would have a trial of our faith. On our return to Gorham, where we were living with my parents, I was taken desperately ill.
It's been 3 weeks now, Mr. Harmon. Ellen's been in constant pain, and our prayers have brought her no relief.
All we can do is continue praying.
No. Please. No more prayers. No more.
But darling, we must ask God to help you. No. The medicines the doctor gave you have done no good. God is all we have.
Please. I beg you. No more prayers. Don't you see? Your prayers are keeping me alive, drawing out my pain.
Ellen.
Please, no more. Let me die.
There's someone here to see you, daughter. It's Henry Nichols, all the way from Dorchester, Massachusetts.
Hello, Sister Ellen. My father sent me with some things for your comfort. Brother James, can she hear me? I had no idea she was so sick. Is she dying?
I hope God won't take her so soon, Henry. The doctor's given up hope. All we can do now is pray.
Henry Nichols dropped to his knees and joined my family in prayer. With the power of God upon him, Brother Henry rose from his knees, approached my bed, and laid his hand on my head.
Sister Ellen, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole.
Henry! Are you all right?
Yes, I'm all right, I think.
What happened?
When he said the words of healing, he staggered and fell to the floor. There was a power in the room that I can't describe.
James, look at Ellen.
She's resting quietly, without pain for the first time in 3 weeks.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God.
Our faith had indeed been tried, but now my soul was filled with gratitude and peace. In January 1847, my husband and I decided to travel to Boston to encourage believers there.
Ellen, are you sure you want to travel on the packet steamboat? I think we should take the steam train. It'll put us right into the South Station without changing cars.
But James, the train costs $6 for the two of us. That's a lot of money in our financial situation.
Well, there's the stagecoach. But that'll cost almost as much and be a lot less comfortable.
Second class on the packet steamboat is only $1 each.
But you'll have to share a cabin with 5 or 6 other women from who knows what backgrounds.
Shush. I'm perfectly well, and I don't mind sharing accommodations with other women.
But I'll be in the men's cabin way forward on the ship. How would I get to you if something went wrong?
James, you worry too much. It's only an overnight voyage. What could go wrong?
I don't see why these steamers can't have individual cabins. It's so inconvenient with so many of us in such a small room.
Well, you're probably going second class for the same reason as the rest of us, to save a couple of bucks.
Yeah, lady, don't be so uppity. If you wanted to travel first class, you should have got a first class ticket. So quit your complaining. Ah, you're back, Mrs. White. Did you have a good dinner?
As good as one can expect on a steamboat. And you, Mrs. Johnson?
Yeah, I ate it, too. I'm ready to climb into my bunk. Oh,
oops. I didn't mean to bump you. We seem to be hitting some rough weather.
We're in for a storm, I'm afraid. I was talking to a deckhand just before I came to the cabin. You know the old saying, red sky in morning, sailor take warning?
Yes, of course.
Well, he said the eastern sky was red as a boiled lobster this morning, and to make all of my baggage secure, which you can bet I did.
Why's the boat rolling and plunging in so bad?
We've run into a storm, and it feels like it's going to be a big one.
Oh!
Are you all right? That's a hard fall from the upper bunk.
I hate this boat.
Let me help you up.
Oh, leave me be. I'm all right, but I don't want to get back up in that bunk. I'll just sit here on the floor till the storm stops. Oh, Lord, save me.
Water's washing in under the door.
Blessed Virgin Mother of God, ask your son to help us.
I don't want to drown.
What was that?
Sounded like one of those big chandeliers just fell. I hope nobody was under it.
We're going to drown.
Calm yourself, man.
We're going to drown, I tell you. If you'll save me from death, I will serve you forever.
Mrs. White, aren't you just a little bit afraid?
Yes, the rest of us are scared out of our wits, but you're as calm as if you were in your own parlor.
I've nothing to fear. Christ is my refuge. And if my work is done, I may as well lie on the bottom of the sea as any other place.
I wish I could feel as you do.
You can. Put your trust in God. He'll bring us to land if it's for His glory.
After a most turbulent night on the angry Atlantic, we finally made port in North Boston, not far from Long Wharf. Gratefully, we stepped ashore.
Ah, terra firma. I'll probably never set foot on another ship as long as I live.
It was a terrible storm. We can thank God for saving us.
Thank God? You thank the captain of the ship instead. He's the reason we're stepping on land again, not God.
Last night, didn't you say that if God saved us, you'd serve Him forever? Go back a few hours and remember your vows.
Well, I've got better things to do than bother with that religious stuff.
There goes a lady who's hard to convince. But you convinced me, Mrs. White. I got a lot of courage from your faith. Thank you for helping me through that dreadful night.
I thank God we were able to help each other and the other women. You're a good woman, Mrs. Johnson. I hope we meet again.
That turned out to be one of the best visits we had ever made to Massachusetts. Our brethren at New Bedford and Fairhaven were mightily strengthened and confirmed in the truth and power of God. We returned to Gorham in the middle of March.
And I can report that Ellen has enjoyed the best state of health for 6 weeks past. It's the longest period of well-being that she's had for the last 6 years. Thanks be to God.
Arriving early, James.
Huh? Oh, you startled me. I'm writing a note to the Howlands to tell them of our success in Massachusetts and about our other good news.
Well, I won't interrupt any longer. I'll go help Mother in the kitchen.
All right, dear. Let me see. But here's the most important news of all. Ellen and I have been much blessed. Beyond our fondest expectations. My wife is with child, and I couldn't be happier.
Still writing your letter, James. Did you tell them about...
I certainly did.
Oh, tell the Howlands we miss them, and we can't wait to see their dear faces again.
Do you want to finish the letter?
Oh.
Yes, I'll tell them we miss them. I also think we should tell them how uncomfortable it's become living in Gorham.
Yes. Tell them how we're the only Sabbath keepers for miles around. Even my parents resent our keeping the seventh day holy.
Maybe the Howlands will have some suggestions for us on how to make life easier.
The Howlands kindly invited us to visit them for a while, but too soon we had to return to Gorham. It was this spring of 1847 that we learned of the terrible fate of the Donner Party, who were trapped by snows in the Sierra Nevada mountains and turned cannibal. Oh, how we longed to escape this wicked world.
You know, Ellen, many believe the Lord may come yet this year.
That may be, but I've been shown that we should go to New York and Western New England. When the time comes, the Lord will lead us.
Then let's leave it in the hands of God. In the meantime, by His grace, we'll attend to our present duty.
On August 26, 1847, our first son was born. We named him Henry Nichols White, in honor of our good friend in Dorchester. James and I rejoiced in this blessing from the Lord.